Trump wants to exclude illegal migrants from next census. By Simon Kent on August 7, 2025. President Donald Trump said Thursday he has instructed his administration to start work on a new census that excludes illegal migrants from the count. In a social media post, Trump said those living in the U.S. without legal status should not be included. I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern-day facts and figures and, importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. People who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Trump said on Truth Social. The United States typically conducts a census once every decade. The government last counted residents of the United States and its five territories in 2020, when households could respond online for the first time. The count historically includes foreign-born residents of the United States, including lawful permanent residents, students, refugees and asylum seekers and people who entered the country without permission. The consequence of the push by Trump to exclude illegal aliens and just who can vote has already been highlighted as it addresses the left's strategy for decades to inflate their power in Congress. The U.S. Census Bureau collects data from all foreign-born who participate in its censuses and surveys, regardless of legal status. Thus, unauthorized migrants are implicitly included in the Census Bureau estimates of the total foreign-born population, its website says, per a report in USA Today. Trump's move would address past instances of demographic change driven by illegal migrants and their families. Related, Democrats would rather destroy Medicaid for Americans than get illegals off it. Illegal immigrants and their U.S.-born minor children will redistribute five seats in 2020, with Ohio, Michigan, Alabama, Minnesota, and West Virginia each losing one seat in 2020 that they otherwise would have had. California and Texas will each have two additional seats, and New York will have one additional seat, according to a report by the Center for Immigration Studies. As recently as 2020, there was an estimated 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. The census that year estimated that at current legal and illegal immigration levels, by 2060, about 1 in 6 residents will have been born outside the country. The next U.S. census will be conducted in 2030. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.